Student's Book, Revision 1, Lesson 2, Exercise 1. You are going to listen to part of a radio show about space tourism. Before you listen, make some predictions about space travel. Complete the sentences.
Hi and welcome to the Tech Show. Today, we'll be talking about space travel. If you dream of going into space, the moment seems to be getting closer. Later this year, the first ever spaceflight for tourists will take place, the latest project of a space exploration company. The mission will make history because it'll be made up of 4 members of the public without an astronaut. If it's successful, it could lead to other space travel for tourists in the near future. The lucky passengers taking part will be receiving astronaut training. They'll learn how to cope in an emergency and how to operate the spaceship. After they've taken off from a NASA launch site, the spacecraft will spend several days orbiting around the Earth in space before splashing down off the coast of Florida in the US. Astronaut Tony Gates, who's in the studio today, knows what it's like to experience the feeling of being in space. Tony, what exactly does it feel like to be up there looking down on Earth? What can the tourists expect?
It's an amazing feeling, difficult to explain in words. It's not like seeing it in a film. When you look out at the universe from the spaceship, it makes you feel connected to the Earth in a special way.
So, for hopeful astronauts out there, how much will a trip like this cost in the future?
For short trips like these, at least $250,000. For longer trips, millions of dollars.
Is it worth it?
For some people who have that kind of money, obviously yes. Some companies have been developing commercial spacecraft for many years and have very long waiting lists for their first passenger flights.
And how do you think space travel in general will have advanced by the end of the decade?
Let's hope we'll have made our first human journey to Mars.
That's an exciting thought.